You are watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. A few days ago, the government has announced that the parliament will be open for 5 days in the month of July and a few more days in the month of August. Subsequently, the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, YB Wong Kah Wah, also the MP of Ipoh Timur, has announced that July 26 would be the date of the PAC meetings to commence. And of course, this is part of the many select committees that the parliament is going to start to meet. There's 8, I think, parliamentary select committees in total. And of course, on top of that, there's the Public Accounts Committee as well. They're trying to get the order of the business of the people up and running. And it's not just about the discussion of the COVID relief packages that needs to be debated. There's also the conversation of all the outstanding matters within the PAC, including that of the land swap deal, including that of Bestari Net, things like the computers, whether or not they're getting it into the hands of the students outright. There's a lot of things that needs to be debated and discussed amongst the bipartisan membership of the PAC. So because of that, I have with me YB Wong Kah Wah, the chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee, joining us for this conversation. YB Wong, let's talk a little bit more about the announcement of the date. When it was made, it was not known yet that the parliamentary sitting was going to even take place in the August House. But now that we know that the parliamentary sitting is going to take place and you guys are having the meeting on 26th of July, talk through us the kind of process that needs to be done when it comes to the PAC meetings and what must the public know when it comes to the objective of the meetings in order to move forward on this.
Okay, if you look at the PAC proceedings, it was already been put on hold since January this year after the proclamation of the emergency. And of course, in the past few months, if you all notice, I have issued quite a number of statements urging the Dewan Speaker to allow us to continue our work and to continue our meetings and proceedings as part as our effort in discharging our duty of the mandate by the people and also by the parliament. And my decision the other day, or rather the PAC decision the other day on the fixing the date on the 26th of July for the reconvening of the parliament, reconvening of the meetings of the PAC, is totally based on and in accordance with the decree by the Duan Gu, which Duan Gu has made it very clear in the very last statement that all the select committees, apart from the parliament, all the select committees must sit and resume our proceedings and our meetings. This is part of the effort for check and balance and also part of the effort towards the greater accountability on the government. Of course, if we look back, what happened in the past few months, we had our last proceedings on the 5th of July, on the 5th of January 2021. That was on the issues of procurement of the vaccination, on the issue of the vaccination program, on the whole procurement and so on. And emergency was declared sometime on the 11th or 12th of January. And the speaker at that particular time has actually issued a statement. I need to emphasize the statement by the speaker on the 12th of January, which he has said that parliament under the emergency ordinance, parliament will not sit. However, all the select committees under parliament will carry on as usual and will carry on with our proceedings and also our meetings. And of course, based on that statement by the speaker, sometime in February, I requested for the PAC proceedings to reconvene because we have a lot of backlogs, a lot of cases that we need to do, we need to take up. But unfortunately, at that time, I was told that the Attorney General has given a legal opinion that under when the parliament is suspended, all the select committees down there, all the select committees under the parliament cannot function as well. Of course, I do not agree with the position taken by the speaker as well as the AG, but as one of the committees that is responsible to the parliament, and of course, we also take instructions from the speaker, we have to hold on with our meetings until today. And like I said just now, I have actually issued quite a number of statements urging the speaker to let us have the meeting so that we can carry on our works, but unfortunately there was no reply by the speaker and so on. However, I think the Tuan Ku's degree last week was very, very clear. Apart from asking for the third time, apart from directing for the third time that the parliament should sit, Tuan Ku also said that all the select committee shall carry on our words. So based on that, I have discussed with my secretariat, and I have told my secretariat, look, Tuan Ku degree is very clear. We need to have a meeting before the 1st of August. Whether or not parliament is to reconvene, that is an issue by the speaker and also by the government. But as far as the PAC is concerned, I'm of the view that we need to carry on our jobs. We need to do our works, and we need to proceed with our proceedings. And that's why we have fixed 26th of July as the date for PAC to reconvene. And of course, for sure, we also wanted to send a clear message that we need the parliament to reconvene, and we need all the select committees to reconvene, not for the benefit of anyone, but solely for the benefit of the people and for the nation.
Where is the legitimacy in you hosting the 26th July meeting and perhaps future or subsequent meetings after that? Does it carry weight? Is it meant to be a notational ataupun particularly a standing kind of meeting, meaning that the outcomes or the minutes coming up from the meeting is going to be recognized as an official PAC meeting? Or is it just going to be a bunch of PAC committee members getting together and chatting with no outcome when it comes to the minutes of the meeting being taken into consideration as a procedural PAC meeting?
Of course, at the time that I decided to fix a date on the 26th, I'm very sure that, of course, that there might be some arguments to say that since Parliament has not reconvened, we cannot proceed with our proceedings. But however, I think Tuan Ku's degree is very clear, whereby Tuan Ku's intention is for that he has no objection for Parliament to sit during emergency. Tuan Ku has said that in February this year, and also Tuan Ku has repeated it in July, in the month of June for two times. So I think Tuan Ku's intention is very clear. Nothing during the emergency shall stop Parliament from sitting, and nothing during the emergency shall stop the PAC or other select committees from sitting. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't think the emergency ordinance actually stopped us from sitting. And by virtue of the government, on the same day that I fixed the date, the government has already announced that they are going to have the meeting prior to the end of emergency. With that, I think it's crystal clear that the government is also taking the position that even during the emergency, Parliament can sit and all the select committees can sit. As far as I'm concerned, whenever I call for the PSC proceedings, I will have to ensure that the legality of it is well maintained. We must have a legally constituted PSC meeting. I will not just call for the sake of calling the meeting. So I feel there shouldn't be any issue out of it. What is most important is, as at now, this question may have become academic, as yesterday, the Law Minister Taki Udin has already announced that the parliament will sit from 26th. And so happened, my date was also fixed on the 26th. So the issue of legality, no matter what interpretation or what directions are we looking at, there shouldn't be any issue as to the legality of the PAC meetings that is going to be held on the 26th of July.
What kind of camaraderie, so to speak, do you garner or do you feel that you have in this committee? Do you feel that all the members within the PAC is ready to find out more about the government's business, how they have carried out their duties in carrying out the business of the people? Where do you stand when it comes to members within the PAC? Are they very much looking forward to this meeting? Are they, pent up with questions that they're ready to ask the government and the government officials? And what is the mood like right now? Is it more of a conciliatory mood, trying to find out what's best for the nation, or it's more of the same political noise that we hear and read every so often? Where do you guys stand on the unity of the PAC?
Actually, from what I can share to all the audience here, all the members of the PSC in handling PSC's matters are actually very professional, and we will never bring our political position, political stance, or political issues within the PSC. From what I can say and ensure everyone was that we have 14 members in PSC, 9 of which are from the current government, and 5 of which are from the opposition, including the chairman, that is me. So in the past, be it from Dato' Sri Ronald's time until Dato' Noraini's time and until myself as the chairman of the PSC, we make decision by way of a consensus. The chairman will never make any unilateral decision without the consensus from the members. And the government members, be it during my time as the vice chairman, during the Pakatan Harapan's time, or now, the 9 government members, they will not use their majority votes or majority power to override any of the decisions made by the chairman after consultation with all the members. This is a team spirit that we are having in PSC. 9 from the government, 5 from the opposition, and the opposition is chairing the committee. That doesn't mean that the opposition chief will have the absolute power to decide. No, by virtue of the 9 majority votes in the held by the government members, that also do not mean that the government members will actually veto any of the decision by the chairman. No, everything we go by the discussion. Sometimes for some of the issues, we go into very lengthy discussion, very deep discussion, hard to ask discussion, for with a sole aim that is for the benefit and interest of the nation and for the people. What I can say, all my members are very professional. From day one, I have said I do not want to decide, make decision alone, and I hope that all the members, when we are making decision, we will have one voice and we will have a consensus over the matter. And to be honest, I appreciate very much the cooperation given by the members to me, be it from the opposition side or from the government side. And sometimes I would say the government of the day now is actually is a Perikatan National Government. But sometimes you can see some of my members from the government side are actually more critical in asking questions during the proceedings against the government officials. This is a platform for us, every one of us, the PSC members, to raise questions, to ask questions, and to seek for answer. And everyone, to me, I can proudly say is that everyone has done it professionally, and I'm very proud about that.
YB, let's talk a little bit more about the government's stimulus packages. A lot of people have lost track into the amount of economic packages that have been introduced. And according to Asia Analytica, there's up to 8 economic packages worth 530 billion ringgit in total that has been announced to address the crisis ever since the COVID-19 pandemic was declared early last year. And if you look back, 530 billion ringgit seems like a lot of money. It's half a trillion ringgit. And the ability for us to see how this half a trillion ringgit is being optimized is greatly being debated, particularly among certain economists that argue that even if indeed it is 530 billion ringgit, it's still not enough. How do we optimize the spending? How do we ensure that the previous 8 packages are reaching out to the targeted group that they want to reach? Are you prepared to ask the hard questions to the government when it comes to these issues?
Okay, thank you so much for the questions. And of course, as to the issue of the effectiveness and also whether the 530 billion has actually reached the people, that was the reason why the member of parliaments from both the whites, I will say the member of parliaments from both the whites, are actually calling for parliamentary sittings to be reconvened, and so that all the MPs, not only the PACs, but so that all the MPs will have the opportunities and will have the chance to actually question the government for their spendings. And of course, some of the ministers may be very happy to have the parliamentary sitting because they can actually clear the doubts in parliament and clear the doubts that the people may be asking from the ground, or the MPs may be alleging or accusing or raising in or outside the day one. So that is the beauty of a parliamentary sittings. And of course, as far as the PAC is concerned, We will decide what are the issues to be picked up. It doesn't mean that, okay, look, the PAC will look through all the eight economic stimulus package for 530 billion. That could be something too general for any of the select committee, including the PAC, to pick up as a whole. But as what you all know, on the 5th of January, for the vaccination program, procurement program, the PAC has actually called up the Mosque Minister, Tuan Khairi Jamaluddin, the Health Minister, Dato' Sri Adam Baba, and so on, to give us to attend the to attend our proceedings and to give us a briefing over the matter. And of course, that proceedings wouldn't end there because at the end, from there in January, we heard that the whole package for procurement worth 3 billion ringgit, and now in March or February, the PM has increased it to 5 billion. That is one issue. And of course, the usage of the money from Kumpulan Wang Amanah Negara, these are the things that definitely the PSC will need to have deeper explanations from the ministers and so on. And of course, what are the issues for us to be picked up specifically on this part? I will still need to go back to my committee. I still need to go back to my committee for all the committee members to discuss, to give their views before we make a decision by consensus, as what I mentioned just now. But of course, apart from all those spendings or expenditures that we have made during when we are combating a COVID-19, we, as far as PAC is concerned, we still have many outstanding works or outstanding tasks that we haven't completed. We have quite a number of proceedings where we have started, like the old cases of One Bestari Net, the old cases of the procurement of the littoral combat ship worth 9 billion ringgit, and of course the issue of the land swap prior to 2018 by the Ministry of Defense. All these involve big monies, involve huge implications, and these were the issues that we have started back in November and December last year, 2020, but was put on hold because of the emergency. And these are the things that we cannot leave it halfway and just stop there. No, we have to carry on. And of course, every year we still have this Auditor General report that will be tabled in Parliament. And I, if not mistaken, we still have two reports that the committee haven't had the chance to actually go through to decide on the issues. So in short, when Parliament reconvene, when PSC reconvene, there are really a lot of cases, either old or new cases, or the most interesting part of the cases on the expenditure during pandemic COVID-19. These are the things that the PSC will need to sit, and the PSC will need to decide which one are to be prioritize.
So you're right, prioritization now has to be a key feature of the PSC. Will the public know why you would prioritize one topic over the other? We can't go with the notion of everything is important, because everything is important, but everything is limited by time. Parliament is just sitting for 5 days in July, another 3 or 4 days in August. Will the PSC follow that kind of model, or will the PSC continue to have meetings until at least the critical issues are being discussed and tabled and decided upon? How would you guys prioritize, and how would the mechanism be in terms of letting the people know why you prioritize one topic over the other?
Okay, as far as the time that we are having, of course, as what you can see, back in November and December last year, after the restructuring of the whole PAC, all the PAC members have been working very hard 24/7 to actually look through all the reports and all the cases in front of us. If you actually remember last year, when during the first few weeks of the sessions, because of COVID pandemic, the speaker has decided for Parliament to sit only until 2 o'clock. Despite the fact that Parliament sits until 2 o'clock, we actually lengthen our discussion, our proceedings, until like 4:30 to 5 p.m. daily, every day. So this time around, when we have When the parliament the parliament session has been fixed for only 5 days from 26th to 2nd of August, that doesn't mean that PSC can only sit for that 5 days. A lot of times when I answered those people who asked me or who wanted to know more about PSC, what I can only summarize is that PSC will definitely sit when the parliament is in session. When the parliament is in session, everyone, all the MPs are sitting in the chambers. Most of the PSC members will be in our PSC's room for our proceedings, for our meetings, for our housekeepings and so on. And even if parliament is not sitting, okay, just like this year, parliament is not sitting in January and February and we only resume in March, but for the emergency. The PSC has actually arranged for dates for the meetings in January and February. That simply means that when parliament is not sitting, the PSC will still be sitting. Of course, number one, to catch up the lost time. Number two, to make sure that we can cover as many cases as possible, and we can present as many reports as possible. Just now on the question of how do we prioritize, of course, for the people out there, all the cases are equally important. Some cases may involve SPRM, some cases may involve court cases, some cases may involve where the enforcement agency have not come into any investigation and they expect the PSC to actually take up the role. So we really have to sit down, the PSC members really have to sit down to see, number one, definitely to look at the amount of the subject matter, number two, the nature of the subject matter, and number three, the urgency of the subject matter, and so on. And of course, now the hot topic should be the spendings during COVID, and this is something that I feel that we need to prioritize. But that doesn't mean that we have to stop all other matters, but only to prioritize on one matter. Definitely no. The PSC members have to work very hard outside the normal working hour, outside the normal meeting hours, to actually get all these things done. So what I can assure, even after these 5 days of parliament sittings, the PSC will continue to have meetings in a very frequent manner to make sure all the old cases are being disposed of, to make sure whatever in front, whatever is happening in our nations now are being tackled.
YB, there's two questions to this. The first is, the responsibility that is to be discharged by the PSC is important, and you have described that quite extensively, the kind of duties and roles that you want to carry. That's the first part. And I can see that you're trying to get your best out of the committee members on having the meetings. That's done. But the second issue is on the outcome and the impact of it. How are you going to ensure, how can you push forward the findings and the kind of recommendations that the PSC is coming out to be actionalized by the government, instead of just minutes being passed forward? You get what I mean? I mean, PAC coming out with the recommendations and the findings, that's one thing, but how can we affect the change coming out of the PAC?
You had your PAC's proceedings. So what happened after this? Are you merely a toothless tiger, or you just present your reports and everything last day? My answer is definitely no. We are trying to, of course, after we look at the model from the from other Commonwealth country, and also after we look through what are the works that the PFC has done in the past decades, from Datuk Sri Ronald's time until Noraini's, until my time, we are trying to improve the whole procedure. Last time, prior to 2018, one of the big issues was that after we presented the reports to Parliament, the reports will just stay there. The report will just stay there, and that means whether or not the executive is going to take note of your report to view seriously your report, that will not never questioned prior to 2018. After 2018, what we have done, after the report was done, we will give the executive 2 to 3 months time to give an answer to all the issues raised in our report, particularly on all the recommendations made in our report. So they need to come back to us within 2 months to tell us, look, after the report is tabled, what have the ministry done over the matter? Say, like, if there is a MOF issue, Ministry of Finance issue, what have you done over the matter? And what are the improvements that was carried out in the 2 months' time. And last year, year end, we have also decided in two months could be too long for the ministry. Sometimes the 2 months could be too long. So one of the members has suggested, which we have adopted in our new practice, was that instead of we will still maintain the 2 months time for them to come over to PSC to present their report, their follow-up actions, but in the interval, within 1 month time after the report is tabled, they have to give us an interim report in writing to update the PSCs as to what are the follow-up actions on the recommendations that we have given in our report. So that is part of the effort that we try to make. We try to make the ministry feels more accountable, feels more serious about the report. And of course, whatever presented back to PSC by the ministry, PSC will publish another report that is what we call the follow-up report, the Laporan Maklum Balas, the follow-up report to the parliament for all the members of parliament. And of course, as far as the works of PSC, we will only be more effective if more and more members of parliament actually pick up the issues from the PSC's report. And you can see, every time PSC report is tabled in the parliament, the MPs will pick up, they had their press conference, some of them may go to lodge police report, SPM report, and so on. And of course, PSC do not have enforcement power. All the enforcement actions will have to be taken by either SPRM or PDRM, but we try our best to make sure our report is properly looked into by the people and also by the public at large. And of course, one of the other issues that we always say is as to how to improve the effectiveness of PSC as a whole. We have been asking the government and also the speaker since 2018 to make sure to allow for PSC proceedings to be broadcasted live. Imagine if today I call the PM of the day to come forward to PSC to answer certain questions on any of the government policies or government spendings. That will surely raise a lot of awareness, a lot of attention from the public. And from there, I believe when the executive know that they are going to be openly, their actions will be openly scrutinized, in future, their actions, their decisions will be more careful and will be more law-abiding and will be more benefit for the people, in the interest of the people.
Thank you. That was Yan Mohamad Wong Kah Wah, the chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee, also the MP for Ipoh Timur. Until then, thanks very much for watching. My name is Ibrahim Sani. See you in the next one.